everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Lois Effect. I'm Anna.
Oh, my God. Yay. And my name is Liz. Hello.
Oh, my God.
I think the last time I spoke to you was 1993. So that's what it feels like. Wow.
It does.
I'm so delighted. Thank you for setting up the show. I believe Alisa will try to join us, but I'm delighted that we're doing this together. It just made me so happy to hear that. We could go in so many directions, so you are smart enough, because you know how we are, to let me know that we've had somebody that's been waiting for a few minutes in the queue. So I think we should just dive in and not have our caller continue to wait.
All right. Hold on 1 second. This is area code 310. You're on the air with the Lois Effect.
310.
Hi, how are you? This is Ben. I'm calling from New York.
Hi. Oh, we've spoken with you before. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know, just on a little mini vacation for the holidays from work.
Good.
Actually, I just started the job. This is my 4 weeks, and they're already giving me a paid 10 days off for the holidays.
Well, so remember, you were going through all those doubts. I remember speaking with you, right? And I go into kind of an altered state when I speak to callers, but I do remember the energetics of it. And I believe that we were saying to you that that it is going to work out, that you will get a position, and that to not feel that it's something that you're already familiar with it, that it was already in your control. It was more about being open and perceiving your value. So I'm really happy that that's come to pass. So what a wonderful way to end the year, Vincent. Congratulations.
Well, that's funny because this is why I called. I wanted to ask if this job's going to work out, because what's happened is this is a whole new ballgame for me.
It's happening here because you are ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of repeat
okay,
what we've kind of said all along, because there's been a theme with your calling, and you're getting evidence.
Yeah.
You're getting evidence from your life, from what's reflective in your consciousness, in your sphere of experience, but for some reason you continue to question. And if you continue to question, the result is going to match the level of the energy behind it. And if that energy is fractured with not trusting how life is going to roll out, do we really want history to repeat itself? So I'm going to switch this over to Anna. Well, not with anything. Believe in yourself. I'm going to pass this over to Anna, because I've spoken with you quite a few times, and Anna is really the person to kind of say what I'm saying, but in her unique, fabulous way. So, Anna, I'm going to tag you in, girl.
Well, what is your clear question? What is the question? Is the question job going to work out, or do you have another question?
No, just generally, if this job is going to be the last one that I have before I finally call it quits and retire.
Okay.
If it's going to work out.
So, yeah. So, as Liz says, it's all about the energy that you put into it. If this job is something that you are excited about and that you are happy about, maintain that energy. Because when you, again, and it's the same answer that Liz said, because the doubt is an energy, and it's a heavy energy.
Yeah.
And when you question it, the universe is going to say, well, I will give you the same result. Every time you question it, I have answered you. and this is the result. So, and I'm going to speak from experience here too, because I would go on and on about, you know, it's time to move, it's time to change, it's time to do something. And the universe has taken me on this journey that has been definitely interesting. At the same time, I look at my life and I go, question, are you happy? That's the question. Show me how I am happy in this job. That's what you want to ask. Show me how this is going to be the job that I'm going to have before I retire. Show me, or say, I'm thankful for this job. I'm thankful for having this job, and I'm thankful that this will be the last job that I have before I retire. So you want the universe to bring you that happiness and that joy. And the question is, are you happy with this job? Do you love this job?
Once I finish getting trained and actually get put on the floor to do it, I will be. There's some minor blocks and issues that I have to work out, but this company has been so amazing to me.
You're just learning.
Okay, learning curve.
And it's gratitude. It's beautiful.
Right. So, Vincent, that's what I'm saying. You said there are blocks. Let's not say that. Let's say I am in the process of learning
how to
do this job. And I'm excited about the training because I know that this training is giving me information. So when I get on the floor, I am going to be the best at this job. So instead of saying I have a block, because when you say that, guess what? You're going to have a block.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I'm open to learning. I'm open to receiving this training. I'm excited about it. I am looking forward to stepping out on that floor and just going for it and knowing that I am going to just love this experience. This place is amazing. I love the people here. I love my coworkers. I'm going to love the space that I'm going to be in when I step out there. And I just know that this training is going to expand my knowledge beyond what I know now. If that's expansion and growth, thank you, universe, for that. So when we change it from I have blocks and I doubt into gratitude, and I'm stepping into and I'm excited about, and this goes for all of us, when we step into that instead of I don't know how to do this, or are the people going to like me, questioning, is this the last job? Make it your last job by saying, I love that this is what I'm going to be doing before I retire. I love that this company is so amazing.
Beautiful.
So go into that experience of gratitude. Go ahead.
Okay. I used the wrong word. It wasn't so much blocks, but what it is, it's so new to me. It's like being a scientist, like a medical scientist. And they're training. And when I first walked in the door, it was so overwhelming. And I thought, there's no way in hell I'm going to last.
For anybody.
And
you're not the only one.
And instead of giving up on me, instead of letting me go, they have stepped up the game. I live at a distance, I've been sleeping in my car. They found out about that. So they gave me a hotel room on the cold nights because I only come home twice a week.
Wow.
They gave me $3,000 sign-on bonus. They gave me a $10,000 relocation fee.
Yeah.
They set me up with a realtor.
So what's the problem? There's no
So they're setting me up with a realtor to find a house. Yeah, so
beautiful. It's
just so amazing that I'm getting one-on-one training.
So that's beautiful.
So
Here's
the thing, Vincent. With all of that, when you see that, what you say to yourself, honey, this is all you need to say. I am enough. I am enough. Because
they're showing
you. They see the value in you. They see the potential in you. They want you to be with them. They are giving you I'm like looking at that going, oh my gosh, they're giving you a sign-on bonus. They're giving you a relocation.
Everything.
They're giving you everything. And so
when you
see that and you are appreciative and thankful for that, you say, I'm enough. I am enough to fill this role. I am enough to do this job. I am enough to live a life that maybe, and I don't know you, Vincent, because I haven't been on a call with you, maybe
he's
I have not
quite
experienced
a few
this
yeah.
magnitude of
right.
of gratitude from someone else. Vincent, open yourself
right.
up to receiving. Open
yes.
yourself up to be a benefactor of your
That's
enoughedness.
Right.
I
and
am
Vincent,
enough. I am enough. You are walking brilliance, my friend. You're walking
yes.
brilliance.
Right.
Get to know that. Here's the thing. Get to know that within yourself, Vincent, and you will stop asking these questions. And stop asking the questions because the universe
That's
will
right.
answer you
That's right.
based on your
That's
path.
That's right. That's right.
So
That's
walk
right. That's
into
exactly right.
an attitude of gratitude and appreciation. And it's like I'd be jumping up and down, celebrating. And when someone hands me, if someone handed me a bonus, a sign-on bonus, or a $10,000 relocation, it's like, okay, thank you.
Right.
And I'm appreciative. I'll say this, like, I'm kind of in a similar situation. I've been working for a company for a couple of years now, and I've never been in corporate. I still work for myself, but I've never been in corporate, but I landed this job during COVID. And I will tell you, I love this job. I absolutely love this job. And I never thought I would because everybody was telling me they were that water cooler talk, okay? And we had people telling me, you know, corporate, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. First of all, I work remotely, so I don't get that. I've been into the office a couple of times. And you know what I do when I'm in the office? The first thing I do is I go sit and talk to HR, not about problems. We talk about life and spirituality and law of attraction, and we're like, have a great day, and I walk out the door, I do my job, I say hi to people, and I'm done, and it's like, I love this job. Expansion and growth. Every year I've gotten a bonus. Every year I've gotten a pat on the back. I'm like,
yay.
And all I'm doing
Good for you.
Is I'm doing my job, but I love this job, you know? So it gives me a little bit of everything and what and it and using my knowledge and my talent, pulling that in not only as a people person but as a marketing person. And I each time you talk about fear, like I knew nothing about corporate, Vincent. I knew nothing about working with other people because I had a very small crew at my studio, and I didn't know about all that. So that was all a learning curve. You talk about someone who walked into a situation like deer in the headlights, that would be me too. Never done that before. Had to learn a whole new system. Never did that before.
Yeah.
A year in, they pushed me over to marketing. Again, I'm used to marketing. I do marketing for other people, but this is a whole new system. This is a whole new program that they're using. I had to learn that. You talk about deer in the headlights, but instead I did what I'm telling you. I am enough. They saw potential in me. They offered me this position, and I said yes because it's exactly what I want to do. And I said yes. And I said, thank you, universe, for bringing me this opportunity and bringing me on this journey right now. So when we walk in a path of appreciation and gratitude, we will see more. You will see more of this, my friend, because you're enough. You are enough. Never doubt that.
Yeah.
Never doubt that.
I just want to end things with two things, Vincent. One, I think every time that you doubt, I really suggest that you switch it, because if you keep doubting, like Anna said, all this beautiful potential and all this beautiful goodness, it will go away. So your job really aware of how what your response is to all of
right.
this. There's been a pattern. You've spoken to us many times.
Yeah.
This has
yeah.
and we have seen that you're going in the right direction. We have seen that you're going to get the work that you want. We've said this to you multiple times. I do have a recommendation. Whether you take this or write this down or not, it's of no consequence to me, but I feel compelled to have you look up, you can, you know, Google it, but if you look for, it's called Change Me Prayer for Abundance. Okay, it's called the Change Me Prayer for Abundance, and it's by a brilliant teacher named Tosha, T-O-S-H-A, Silver. And in case you don't do that, I'm going to quickly read this because I think it will be good for everyone. But this just kind of ties into everything that especially Anna has been saying to you, and I completely agree with everything she's been saying. So I'm going to just read this. It's just a paragraph or two, and just let the words wash through you. But you can find this online. So I'll just read it real quick, and then we'll say goodbye. Divine Beloved, change me to someone who can give a complete ease and abundance, knowing you are the unlimited source of all. Let me be an easy, open conduit for your prosperity. Let me trust that all of my own needs are always met in amazing ways, and it is safe to give freely as my heart guides me. And equally, please change me into someone who can feel widely open to receiving. Let me know my own value, beauty, and worthiness without question. Hello. Let me allow others the supreme pleasure of giving to me. Let me feel worthy to receive in every possible way. And let me extend kindness to all who need, feeling compassion and understanding in even the hardest situations. Change me into one who can fully love, forgive, and accept myself, so I may carry your light without restriction. Let everything that needs to go, go. Let everything that needs to come, come. I am utterly your own. You are me. I am you. We are one. All is well. And just tell yourself that, Vincent. All is well.
Okay.
Even if that's the takeaway. So we're going to let you go. Wishing you a happy new year. And hopefully, if you do choose to call this show again, you will think about the type of question you're asking because you have moved past that. All right, sweetheart. Take care. Happy new year.
But tell us how amazing your job is. Do it, Vincent. Happy new year, man.
You too.
Thank you very much. Take care. There you go. Another hard day at the office. There you go.
You're so funny.
There you go.
You're so funny. We are fun. You know what? Here's the caveat, and we've got four folks raising their hands. We'll get to you in 1 second. Life is about joy, happiness, being fulfilled in that, and experiencing whatever. And even if you're not happy, notice the verbiage that I'm using, not happy with your job. I didn't say you hate your job. I'm not happy.
Yes.
Change your wording.
Mm-hmm.
When you are not happy with your job or anything, you need to get happy with it before you move on because you're just bringing that energy. So know that has to shift. It has to shift.
Absolutely.
You know, shifting, that's what we do, right? And sometimes the universe brings us stuff to really make us be like, hello, wake up.
We have to move through it to get to the other side.
We move through it. Move through it. That's a big one. Okay, here we go.
No shortcut. Yes, let's do it.
Thank you for you're on the air with the Lois Effect.
Good morning. This
Hello.
Is Cindy. How are you?
Hi, a caller.
Good morning. Cindy?
Cindy, have we spoken to you before?
I have, but it's been a really long time since I've had the opportunity to call in.
Okay, cool. All right, so wonderful. So we want to need to reconnect with your energy, so asking permission to reconnect with your energy, please. Is it Cindy, you said?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy. What's going on? What's your question for us?
I was wondering if you can give me any insight on if you see things
There's a guy. What's going on with the guy? There's something going on with the guy. You don't even have to say anything. Is this about a guy? Is this about a man?
Well,
yes,
I'm being harassed and stalked by a couple of men,
an
ex-boyfriend and his buddy that lives next door to me that's very close. And stalking, vandalism, harassment. They're instigating harassment at my job. I mean, it's just been, I left this guy over a year ago.
Wow.
Like 14 months ago, and it's just revenge and retaliation because I walked away from his toxic evil. When that mask came off, I left.
Okay. So what I see, So I'm feeling a few things, but let me hear, what is the clear question to us?
What is the what?
The clear question. If you could just put everything going on
into a
simple question. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the question is this going to be stopping? Are they going to get caught up with?
Okay.
The actual friend of his that lives right next door to me that's been feeding him information all, he's actually the brother to my landlord, and I have recently informed the landlord, who told me if his brother comes over bothering me again to call the cops on him, and he told his brother to stay away from my property.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is really about you standing in the truth of you having nothing to do with the situation in terms of this. It's like that old-fashioned saying, you know, you gave them enough rope, they can hang themselves with it. So this is about your protection and what this is really about, Cindy. And I think for many of us, particularly in this period where there's a lot of reflection, the new year is upon us, this is really about you doing work to clear your space and to cut ties and cut cords and cut attachments. So I feel that there's some sort of ritualistic work that you can do on your own. You can Google cutting soul ties. I think that's really going to many processes that you can find, whatever works for you. I feel there's something, is there something in where you're living? Do you have any item that belongs to your ex? Do you have anything? I feel like you have something that does not belong to you in your space. What is that?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's nothing of his in your house?
Not that I'm aware of, unless they put it there. And my house was broke into. My house was broke into, my animal shelters and pens were vandalized. I mean, there's been a lot going on.
Okay.
I got security cameras, they've been vandalized.
Okay. And moving is not an option, I'm just curious.
What?
Throwing this out there. I'm not suggesting that you move, but have you thought about moving?
Well, of course, but that's what they're trying to terrorize me out of my home.
But there is
no place to move to, and I have a farm full of livestock.
So you really need to do things to clear your space. I mean, have you done like massive saging? Have you done putting salt in the corner? Have you done things to protect your space?
I saged my house a while back, but not recently.
Okay, this is what I'm feeling like you need to just bless your entire space and ask for protection. I don't feel that anything worse that has gone on will take place. Also, the fact that you did the smart, right thing, you spoke to your landlord, and you can call the cops. And if that happens, then you can request a restraining order. They have built up so much toxic, immature, low-rent karma. I mean, if you're going to have bad karma, like have good bad karma. It's so low-rent with these two. It's like Dumb and Dumber with these two. You have nothing to really worry about, but I feel energetically that you need to clear and sage and do things into your space. And it's a good time for all of us to think about those things, letting out the old energy, getting rid of things, items. You know, what I was feeling when I was asking you if you had anything of his, and then you said, well, they were in the apartment, it was vandalized. So literally, he and his brother have had their hands all over your space. Is that a fair thing to say? Is that a fair statement to say? That they've had their hands, their energy, all in your space?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay, then that's what I was getting. Because I asked, is there anything of his? Their energy is still in your space. It needs to be cleared. immediately.
Okay.
That's what you need to do. And you already know what you need to do if those boundaries get crossed. You call the cops, you get a restraining order. Done. Okay? They are digging their own rabbit hole here. I feel that you're going to be safe and protected, but I feel like you just need to get rid of the stuck energy that remains there, because I feel that very strongly, that their energy is there. And I'm going to turn this over to Anna to see what she picks up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
If you can find some fresh lavender, obviously you have a lot of animals around, so you don't want to put it on the ground, but put it in a bowl or something like that. Once you sage and do all your ritualistic things to remove that energy, make sure you crack a window or open a door to let it out. Sweep it out. My sister sweeps it. She takes a broom and sages and sweeps it out. But put a little bowl of lavender, like if you can find fresh lavender, that would be great, or just dried lavender. Just put a little bowl of that out. Lavender is love. And Cindy, I just heard in your voice, you're done with this. You're just absolutely done with it. And for you to shift your energy from this place of being done to a place of love, and I know that's not an easy thing to do. At the same time, when you shift your energy, you raise your vibration. They are vibrating at such a odd frequency. So when you become love, basically, when you decide, this is my home, I love my space, I love my animals, they are happy and healthy and safe, and you command that and say, I am love, I'm absolutely love. Try to allow that frustration to leave you and know that there is a gift in all of that. And again, not an easy thing, and as we shift and move and shift and move and shift and expand and grow, then things will have to change, because energetically you have to align. So when you drop into this place of anger and madness and I'm upset, yes, call the police, but do it from a place of, I love my home so much that I will protect my home, not from an anger place, because that matches their vibration. So we want to get you to raise your vibration energetically to move beyond their vibration, and then you will have no issue with them whatsoever, because they can't touch you, because vibrationally they are not in alignment with you. They have to be in alignment with you. So the moments they broke in, the moments when they were doing all this stuff, you probably felt anger and upset and all of this stuff, and that just feeds into that frequency. So again, we're talking vibration and energy here. I understand that it's something that we can't see, and I don't, you know, my belief is we only believe what we believe. So I do know that the universe will bring you what you vibrate. So that frequency, and I think you know this. So staging your home in a place of love, staging it to remove that energy, because guess what? It's not for your highest and greatest good. You release it, let it go, bring in the energy of love, fill your house with that energy, and that can be you, just you, vibrating from a place of love. Love your pets, but see them and know these are, you know, they're safe. I love you. I'm in gratitude, appreciation. Same thing we were telling Vincent earlier. When you do that, it will shift. And like I said, if you can, you know, I don't know why, but lavender came up. It was like lavender. Okay. I kind of had a similar situation about 5 years ago, and I black salted sage. I lavendered in my entire perimeter of my home.
You did it all.
I had to do all. I did it all. I did it all.
She did it all.
And here's the thing. I'm very fortunate to have a bunch of psychic friends. They're all looking at me like there's still this energy in the back upstairs right corner of your home. And did you know that that was the bedroom? And we were looking at this
girl.
We were looking at this energy, and it was not an unknown energy. It was the stuck energy from whatever communication, argument, whatever from that space. So when Liz says there's still something of that person in your home,
there is.
Yes, they
there is.
But you know where when you were in a place of not agreeing with this person, let's just say, what rooms were you in? So pick those rooms and really do
good question.
Really clear those rooms. Really get into those corners. Really love that space. You know, bring that lavender into that space, because once you do that, then you are clearing that space of all of that energy, because energy sticks. So that's a huge deal. And the key is, even if you don't do any of that, is change your vibration, change how you feel, and know and say, I appreciate whatever this was or is, and I'm ready to let it go because it isn't for my highest and greatest good. So think about that.
Well,
that's something
I have just continued moving forward, ignoring them, not fueling the fire. I think that angers them more because they're not getting to me. They've sabotaged a job that I was on. I think I've recently started just sudden crazy going on at my new job, which I say new, but I've been here 2 or 3 months now. Out of nowhere, and I have no idea what's going on. In fact, next week, after Monday or Tuesday of the holidays, I should be switching to another department because of the toxic craziness going on here in this department. But I don't know if they were, like, my neighbor was trying to find out from my sister, because I wouldn't give them the information what my schedule was, where my new job was, at what time I started work. I mean, so I don't know if they sabotaged this job as well, but I just keep moving forward. And each time they sabotaged my job, I got a better job paying more money. You know,
so
I
you
drive
say
tractors
thank you.
For a living. I got bigger tractors and bigger farm, a bigger company and more money.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a second, because I want to go back to what you said. When they sabotaged my job, I got a better paying job.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a place to appreciate them. I know this sounds weird. What would love do? Mm-hmm. Love would appreciate it. Because of that crazy mess, guess what? I got a better job.
Exactly.
That's a celebration right there. That is an amen right there. You know what? My ex sued me for my house. Guess what? I got a better house. That's an appreciation right there.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
You have to find that gift. Find that gift.
Yes.
It's amazing when you keep doing that. And don't look for the sabotage. Here's the deal. Because I know because of all this, you're looking, are they coming? But stop looking at that and saying, all of this is to push me to my highest and greatest good.
Yes.
And I am getting better and bigger because of this. I am elevating myself.
And
I appreciate that.
And
you are doing that.
You're protected. Yes.
Yeah. You are protected.
Protection. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Cindy, to Anna's point and to your point, I was involved with a sociopath for a year and a half. And everything exploded in my face when the girlfriend called me, who told me about the other girlfriend and the 40 women that he was talking to on different apps. Okay, and he was cheating on them with me. We have not talked. Everything exploded in early October, Cindy. Right before Thanksgiving, I met the most amazing person that is such an upgrade, okay? I guess who I'm spending New Year's Eve with. Thank you. So I am so appreciative that my world exploded because it got me here to an upgrade. And that's what you keep in your mind as well.
Right.
Thank
yeah,
you
this
for
guy
the upgrade.
Definitely a sociopath too.
That's right. And you have no idea. It's a mental illness.
It is.
And I had to get to the place of compassion and gratitude. Not easy. But I had to, so that I could gain all the wisdom through that pain and through that shock and through that trauma. embraced it openly so that I could receive the upgrade that was waiting for me, that Source had prepared for me. And I have yet to be in a serious relationship post-divorce. I might be going into my first potentially serious relationship right now with this new person, because it's unlike anything I've experienced before, you know, dating as a single person. So you
well,
just
blessings,
don't know
where you're... I hope it is all you're wishing it to be. That's fantastic.
Well, we're saying that to you. We're saying that to you. It's the same thing. So Anna and I are using experiences from our own life. I mean, she got sued by the mother of her children for the family home. She was displaced for years. The two of us were going through divorces at the same time. Thank God we held on to each other as dear friends. And we can come
right
out the other side of it, you know, several years later.
Right.
Right? So there
well,
you go.
Andy, when this
well
is
done,
isolated with no one to speak with about this that I would trust to share all this information with.
Well, that's why we're
but
here.
This was a year ago, November 1st, is when I left this guy, and this is still, you know, it's almost 2023.
And time, and that's the time that it's taking, but you are growing in your awareness. And remember, you have two words in your back pocket, restraining order. That's it. In case of emergency, break glass and get the restraining order. Done. And if you know that that's what you need to do in case of an extreme situation, then you are protected.
I have a question.
And you're not alone.
Cindy, have they texted you anything threatening?
Ooh,
no.
Good question.
No, I'm getting
okay,
but I'm getting continuous block calls or fake numbers calling me and hanging up on me, fake accounts set up on Facebook with friend requests because I blocked them on everything.
Oh God. Who has this much time?
Stop.
Ridiculous.
Well, I was gonna say, if you for some reason get any text messages from any of them that are threatening, those are terroristic acts of terrorism.
Evidence.
As evident it is, and make sure you can save copies of that, because I'm not getting into my story, but I will tell you that I went to see a judge.
Oh,
I almost got
yes,
a restraining order on them. And I've never been through any of this in my entire life. This was a
nope
total game changer for me. And so, yeah, just, you know that. And I'll be honest, I get call hang-ups, but I know that's not my ex. My ex wants nothing to do with me, and that's, you know, it's sad for the kids.
It's probably an ex of your ex.
Well, the ex of the
that's
ex
what I'm
is
thinking
totally gone.
I think it's the ex
know
of your ex. That's what I think.
But anyway, so... Cindy, just know that when you and Raven, of course, is in chat, and Raven is saying salting around the house, putting salt around the house would be very beneficial
yes
for you
absolutely
as well.
Absolutely.
So
yes,
when you do those pairings and stuff like that, yeah. But yeah, just know that everything shows up to help us on our journey, and sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And when you are in a space where you've got your peace, you've got your love, you've got your pets, you've got people around you that support you, you're looking back and you're like, wow, what a ride. It's like surfing a really tall wave. And now you have, you know, it's the end of the day and you're like, wow, okay, that was fun, haha, for the moment, but I'm good now. And thank you, universe, for getting me to where I needed to go. And that
amen
is, you know what, amen, that's where I say to myself, I mean, I have 4 more years to wait to, my daughter's only 13, so when she's 17 or 18, hopefully we can spend
yes
a lot of time. I get them in spurts, but I can't even see them overnight.
That's
my
wow
life
me
goes. And I'm constantly shifting my energy on that. And and let me just share with you a recent, I went down to Florida because they live in Florida and I'm in Georgia, and went down.
Mm-hmm.
I was right at their exit, and I had messaged their mom earlier and said, I'm right at the exit. I'll be there in a few. Take, you know, just,
mm-hmm,
and I had messaged her like 4 hours earlier. I get a message right when I'm at their exit that said, they already have plans. Do not show up at the house.
What?
I'm like, of course we have. Oh, we planned this a couple of days ago to take them to dinner. And she said, no, don't show up. They have plans. And I said, well, I'll just drop off their stuff because I had some stuff for them. And she said, no, you'll see them tomorrow. Now, let me just tell you,
wow,
You talk about punch in the gut. So I will tell you, had I shown up at that house, if I had shown up, now I just drove 8 hours, keep in mind.
Oh, my God.
If I had shown up at that house, I would not have been allowed to see them all week. So guess what I did? I turned the car. I went to the place where I was staying. I unloaded my stuff. And I didn't do that. I went to a restaurant and had a drink, actually.
Yes.
A restaurant. And you know what I did? I was with my girlfriend, my Old Spice, as Liz calls her.
Yeah.
And we sat.
Old Spice.
We had a beverage. We had a cheers. We're here in Florida. We're going to go to the beach. And we had a lovely meal. And I appreciated the fact that I got to spend that evening with my Old Spice. And we hung out. Then we went to the beach. Then we dropped everything off. I had a good night's sleep. And then the next day I did my work. And then I went to see my kids, and I just had to let it go. And it took a couple of hours, but I did it.
Of course you did.
And that's how you pivot and turn. And I was able to spend – I took them to dinner a couple of nights and then spend all of Saturday with them. And that's my Christmas with them, and it's before Christmas. That's what I get. And then I drop them off. And then since their bio mom has taken my daughter's phone away, I have not heard from them.
No.
Since Christmas Day. Yeah, and she's not even
why
in Florida.
Why
should
she take
Florida.
The phone
she's
away from a teenager?
So,
why?
Well, because that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story.
Okay.
My daughter is brilliant, and she designs, well, in a nutshell, she designs these beautiful costumes. And she stays up till 2 or 3 in the morning, so she sleeps until noon. And Bio Mom decided that it's now time for them to wake up early. And, again, she's never asked this of the children. And she's asking it of them now. My son does it. My son's a old soul. He's a 70-year-old man in a 16-year-old body. And he's up early. He does his work. He organizes everything. He goes for a run. He's very meticulous. Daughter
but she
is
has
the,
a different energy. She's an artist.
She is an artist.
Both
she's
lovely.
A spirit. Both lovely.
She's
yeah.
amazing. They're yeah. both. Your kids are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, Anna, I know we're talking to Cindy, but Anna, you know, it's never too early to research colleges. You should research the Fashion Institute of Technology, FIT.
Have you?
And
I'm doing that. It's doing that. Yeah.
It's in my neighborhood, and it's 2 blocks from my house. It's literally.
Well,
it's
then we'll
literally
both move it up there.
Exactly. It's literally
I,
2 blocks from my house.
Kid, as soon as those kids could live with me, we're done. I mean, I'm golden. Anyway,
FIT, and you should look into high school programs or whatever. Anyway, because your daughter is a genius. She should be a costume designer or she's a brilliant. That's all I have to say. Go ahead.
She's been making funky costumes since she was 10. It's amazing. Her clay work is beautiful. But Cindy, back to you, honey. You make this amazing life for yourself, and these folks are going to disappear. I mean, I will tell you, I don't talk to my ex. We don't even text each other anymore. And what she told me that having a relationship with me for her is unhealthy. And I'm like, okay, I'll respect that. We do still have 2 kids. So, but you know, we spent some time. It's weird. It's like, she'll say things like that. And then I'll go to Florida and we'll spend a moment, like an hour or two sitting while the kids go play at like Dave and Buster's. So
that's crazy.
It's so odd because
it's so
like
weird.
Up front. Like, yeah. Can we say entity?
Wow.
But no, I didn't say that. Anyway. I did. Well, it was kind of confirmed, but anyway, Cindy, it really is about change. You get to change this. And do all the physical things that we're talking about that you know how to do, and certainly bless the mess. Bless the mess, because when you bless the mess, the gifts come out of it, the good, the God comes out of it. You start seeing it. When you see it, the ingratitude of it, just know that this experience is for your highest and greatest good, and as much as we don't see it now, my sister always says, your life changes every 6 months, and that's so true. Like I've seen the expansion and growth in my life every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And from going from I want to say, Liz was saying displaced. I say beautifully homeless for a couple of years. But
yeah.
I tell you, I met amazing people. I stayed in amazing places. I spent time with amazing
yes.
people, Liz being one of them. She put me in
yes.
a movie, even. That was crazy.
Yes, I did.
So you did. But, yeah, so when you can bless, you know, my daughter said, oh, are you couch surfing? Where are you couch surfing at? You know, she'll want to know where I'm at. And it's like, I'm in New York. I'm out in Las Vegas. I'm in Hawaii. But see, I was couch surfing in some amazing places. I'm on Lake Lanier. So all of that opened up. That opened up, and I was in gratitude. And every time I was thankful and appreciative, something else opened up. So watch for that, Cindy. Watch for that.
Okay.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, she's still
I'm
good.
Here.
She
yes.
has a lot to think about. Yes. So
yeah.
get some
yeah.
lavender.
I'm listening to everyone.
And download the show, you know, because it does.
Yeah.
In a couple hours, the show will be up. You can listen to it again. But yes, everything, all is well. And on that note,
all right,
because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
All right.
And
take care.
Happy New Year.
Thank
you.
Happy New Year
to you too.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, this is our New Year's Eve special. Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right. White Lily is in chat and would love a card.
Of course.
White Lily, do you want some?
Let me.
Do you want?
Yeah, she does
music.
Music
or no music?
She does music.
Okay.
She does music.
Okay.
She's been asking for cards a lot lately. Okay. Yeah. So I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay, I'm going to play the music. White Lily, you know the routine. Here we go. Okay.
The music picked it. Okay, the number associated with this message is 987. Trying to please others at all times, the failure lies in not understanding this is impossible, as the only experience you own is yours. I love it. And trying to please others at all times, the failure lies in not understanding this is impossible, as the only experience you own is yours. 987. Can't try to please everybody all the time because it never works. We have to honor ourselves. So I'll let you break down the number. 987.
987, 9 being a humanitarian number. So it's also ending. So letting things
mm-hmm.
go. 8 is abundance and wealth. Manifestation. 7, of course, I call the God number. It's the introspective and the seeking number, but it's the intuitive number. So, of course, when you add them all together, they do 6, which is love. And I would say that this number is about letting go of things that don't serve you, manifesting. What happens is you got to let go of the stuff that doesn't serve you to open yourself up to bring in the stuff that you want to manifest. And you can do that intuitively. You can do that however you decide whether you do that through prayer, and a prayer not being a, oh, my God, this is happening to me, but thank you, God, for the guidance and the experience. So when I look at that, and, of course, do it from a place of love. Now, that's how I see the numbers, you know, that you can interpret them any way you want, but you've got, first of all, and this is for all of us, really. We have to let go of that one.
Mm-hmm.
We have to let go of things that don't serve us to allow for the new or whatever it is that's wanting to come in to be for our highest and greatest good to come in so that we can manifest and create the life of our dreams. And we can do that intuitively by checking in with ourselves. Now,
right.
We do that from a place of love. It's very different from when we do that from a place of I don't want or I don't see it, or I don't have. So be mindful of what you're thinking and what you're saying and how you are experiencing whatever is going on in your life right now. And I know sometimes it's not easy to turn it around into the positive because when things happen, like what Cindy was talking about, I mean, that's not a great experience. You know, when we have experiences of people threatening your life or threatening people around you or any of that, for any of us. I mean, I don't call that normal behavior, first of all. And then it's like, but what do we see in that? What is the growth and expansion from that? What is the gift in that? So as you're going through, just know, I mean, we can't hang on to everything and everyone, and you're right. It's the same thing, right? We can't please everybody 100% of the time.
Nope.
And here's the deal. The first person, and I don't mean this in a selfish way, you have to please yourself because you've got to get happy. You've got to sense that love. Have to be come from the heart. Come from the heart because that is where power lies. When you come from a place of love, you're going to get that. When you come from a place of not love, you're going to get that. So those are the choices. You know, we're human here. So Lily's, what is she saying? Has been a doozy. Yep. And that, you know, depends on, and I always say it always depends on where you are. And you know, hanging with the psychic bartender for me who does numerology, who does what I call practical numerology. Not that Elisa doesn't, because Elisa, I used to when I had employees and stuff, I would get her to do everybody's numbers before I hired anybody. Okay. What the psychic bartender told me is you can do down and dirty numerology to get to know somebody and kind of know where they're coming from.
Mm.
And that's why when I look at the numbers, each one, you know, it's in how it applies, because I'm not living White Lily's life. I'm living Anna's life. But what I see in that is I have to let go of what doesn't serve me. I've been trying to create a friendship with my ex, and that just, it doesn't serve me. It hurts. It's not in a place for my highest and greatest good. Now, her experience is her experience. It doesn't make her wrong. My experience is my experience. It doesn't make me wrong. Her saying that I'm not healthy for her doesn't make me psycho. Same with her, even though sometimes I'm sure our actions probably felt that way. So, and I'm saying this because I know my experience. I don't know anybody else's. So when when someone says to you, I want to be friends with you, and this is there are two people in this world who absolutely do not like me, and one is my ex and says that I'm unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, when I let go, I have to let go of that part of my relationship with her because it doesn't serve me to keep trying, and I'm going to open myself up to something more. And I have, honestly, the people, like I said earlier when we were talking to Cindy, the people who've come into my life, courted me, and I would always be that person that you came to. You wanted
That's
help,
right.
you came to me, right?
That's right.
And when this hit me in 2017, I reached out to people and I said, I need you. And my cousin
and
Elisa,
you had to receive.
Who usually does this stuff, you have your people, and they everybody rose. And beyond them, I in one experience I'll tell you, my friend Tina, who allowed me to come live at her lake house when I couldn't stay in my house because it was so quiet. Mm. I didn't hear my kids. I didn't hear the laughter. I didn't hear the garage door. Mm. I didn't hear any of those things. I could not stay in my home. I left and stayed on Tina's. Now, that's from Sandy, who also lives on the lake. When Tina sold her home, Sandy said, if you ever need a place, my home is open to you. Okay?
Wow.
I didn't know. I knew of Sandy. I printed all of Sandy's T-shirts, right? But I didn't know Sandy. But I got to know Sandy. And guess what? Sandy also has a family property in New Smyrna Beach, which is 40 minutes from my kids. So guess what?
Wow.
Not only do I have a lake, but I have a home on the beach. I have been.
Stop it.
That to me is one step. It keeps those steps. And the first time I went down, we call it Grandma's property. The first time I went down was a couple months ago, and Sandy was with me, and she said, this is Kismet. I need someone to come down here to check on the property. And you need to come down here and see your kids. What a beautiful relationship.
Beautiful.
So,
that's the mutual benefit. It's gorgeous.
The mutual
gorgeous
benefit.
Gorgeous mutual benefit.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah.
So I want to share that because when you look at the gifts, when you bless the mess and look for the gifts, that is one that always stands out for me. Now, my cousin Elisa, again, co-host with Liz usually, she and I bought this beautiful home last year.
Love that.
From her brother.
Yes.
It is an amazing home. Again,
beautiful.
We feel like we're just I feel like I'm just the keeper of the space and come and enjoy the space, you know, and Liz has been there and she will tell you it's, I love it. I'm not bragging on this house, but
the house is fabulous.
It's like, it was such a gift. So these gifts keep showing up, the gifts of the people, the gifts, and these are just little, the things that are really, you know, as I'm talking, these are the things that have stood out, have been sort of like a domino effect in such an amazing way. So when you start seeing that, and I keep seeing that, and I'm in such gratitude and appreciation, because guess what? I was flying. I tried to fly down to Florida for 24 hours. That didn't work. That was crazy. I was exhausted by the time I saw my kids.
Yes.
I was like, I needed a solution. I wasn't even thinking. And then Sandy's like, well, you know, we got a house on New Smyrna Beach. I'm like, what?
Wow.
What?
Because, see, look at that.
That's right.
You're
by,
just lined up.
Yeah, it's like a half an hour from the kids. I'm like, this
beautiful.
Is great. So now I go, I'm planning to go every 6 weeks. So these things have just lined up. These things have been beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we check on the property. We help maintain the property. Last time I took Old Spice with me, you know, we're cleaning up twigs and stuff and making
right.
fires and just enjoying the space. But so
yes,
here
beautiful.
We are. And I'm only saying that because that's my experience. I'm just sharing. So when White Lily, you say it has been a doozy, but look in the cracks there, the moments
mm-hmm.
of breath, when you caught your breath, what exactly was something that came out of that doozy that gifted you? Like Cindy said, I got a better paying job. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you got that. So same here. I mean, I was so crazy after all of this, and I had gone out west and traveled, and Liz knows I came to New York that year
yep.
three times. I mean, it was
yep.
nuts. I was going all over the place. I came back, and then COVID hit. And then my
yep.
business, I'm a graphic designer. I design and print T-shirts, now brokering them, but all of that business went away. And here's the crazy part. As a freelancer, I got paid pandemic money, so I still got to travel on that. But then somebody called me up and said, hey, there's this job. It's remote. Do you want it? And I was like, okay, just because I wasn't doing anything and I was at my dad's. And I thought, okay, well, I was gifted this job. Well, now, like I said, everybody's like, we're so surprised you still have that job. I said, I know, right? But I almost get to make my own hours. I get to do what I want to do. I've actually
beautiful.
Been promoted. I've gotten a raise, you know, and I'm like,
of course.
Yeah, this is pretty good. I get great bonuses, you know, and I'm like, this works out pretty good, and it allows me to go see my – anyway, we're getting ready to run out of time, Liz, so I didn't even give you a chance to catch up. We just love you all. I love you all. I'm going to be back on the air, by the way. I'm coming back.
Do it. Are you, so you have an announcement? What are you doing?
I am going to be doing some interviews, but we're going to be adding some other mediums or readers or whatever, intuitives you want to call it. I think I'm trying to talk to Psychic Bar. I'm trying to Raven and White Lily, thank you for joining us in chat. Appreciate it. Cindy and Vincent, thank you so much.
Yes,
Liz, I love you so much.
Oh my God, I love
yeah.
you so much.
We'll catch up. Yeah.
We absolutely will. And for those, we just want to wish. Go ahead. Are you going to say something else, Phoebe?
What's that?
I thought you were going to say something else. I didn't want to cut you off.
No.
Okay, great. So yes, just we just from the bottom of our hearts. Well, first of all, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Anna, who's the producer of the show and founder of Universal Energy Media, formerly Radio. So thank you, Anna. I love that our last show of 2022 that we got to do it together. We love our audience so much. This is our service. This is our therapy. This is our safe, pure space to really be who we are as we are navigating the journey of this spiritual experience in human form. So grateful to Alisa. It's just been this beautiful 12-year journey, and I just wish everyone a very safe and happy and beautiful new year with the intention that the best is yet to come. So as always, if anybody needs to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we'll be back in the air for our first show of 2023 this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take care of yourself and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Love you, Anna.
Love you, too.